Tannehill's going to give Hilliard a carry, and he is going to be flipped down for a big loss by Collins. And Mike Vrabel says that'll be enough of this.
That's enough.
The Texans come to Nashville and upend the Titans 22-13.
Really, Hunk? That's how we're going to start the show?
What? I always do that.
What, the last play?
Yeah, the very last
one.
Yeah,
but usually, well, it has been coming off a win the last 6 weeks.
I mean, look.
I'm not used to this, Don.
I'm telling you. I can't tell you
what's
sunny.
You don't need to start the show like that.
Well, I to Hunk's point, maybe I should have thought about this. I can't tell you it was sunny yesterday. It was raining like a mug. Everywhere. On the field, off
what
the field.
What an absolute miserable game from top to bottom.
I mean, one of the worst. One of the worst.
Pure DeCiano show.
Listen, the defensive players will never say it, but could you imagine being a defensive player that completely shut them down?
Yes.
And watching that offense do what they did?
Yes. That would have been one of those times. Hey, man, what y'all going to do, man? Hey, dog, what y'all going
to
do?
You might have had something to say.
Yeah, no, what y'all going to do, man?
You might have, but you couldn't have.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't in the media, but I would have most definitely either in the locker room or on that sideline. Hey, man, come on, man. We need y'all.
Some accountability.
Yeah, we need y'all, man. We need y'all. I don't know what y'all going to do.
Six out of the last seven Texans drives went four plays or less. Now, they did score 10 points.
That's true.
Which is amazing. Five turnovers. Two more fourth down conversions they didn't get. That's seven possessions. Ooh, baby.
That defense was good yesterday.
It's hard to imagine. Now, it's hard to imagine, watching a worse performance on offense than what we saw yesterday.
Listen, man. I'm not going to overreact on this.
Oh, I'm not overreacting, but I mean, I get you. I get where you're going. But, man, that was bad.
No. It was horrific. Do you hear me? Hard to watch. Like, I had all my TV set up. I was watching the game.
Your setup was great yesterday.
And I was rocking and rolling.
You sent a picture.
I was rocking and rolling. And guess what?
You had the four-square thing going.
Yeah, and it was so bad, I shut all that down and just turned on the Lady Vols game. And then when that went off, watched the UT Vols game. Like, I'm not finna.
I knew because his tweets changed from talking about Tennessee Titans to doing nothing but Vols talk.
Yeah, I'm not about to go through this. Because guess what? As an athlete, man, you have games like this. And you know what? The first thing as an athlete you want to do, man, when is this going to end? Man, let me hurry up and get up out of here. Next week's going to be better. Win or lose, this is going to be much better than that.
Welcome into 3HL. Brent Doherty, Don Davenport. Hey, Don.
Hello. Welcome in.
Producer, which way do I go?
Producer Joe Hunk.
Hi.
I'm buying you time.
Thank you. I don't know which way to go. He's not giving me an eye.
I'm telling you this. The little baby Hunk Titans better get it together on Wednesday.
Oh, you all made fun of me for giving up 120 yards to Rod Taylor. Mm-hmm. Then what happened yesterday?
Yeah, 14 completions for 107. Death by 1,000 paper cuts. Oof. They didn't lose that game because of him.
Nope.
14.
Yeah. 14 completions.
I will say.
Hold on.
Get them, Babs.
And that would be Ron Slay.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
I don't know. I don't know if I feel this one. But okay.
That's why I was waiting for him to, like, give me a look, a nod, something.
You know
That's
what,
okay.
though?
Okay, maybe it'll get us going.
You got Parsley going today?
You know what? I really don't. But
I don't like this Monday night game.
No, I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Because I don't like it, I did take one. Because I don't like it. And I went opposite of what I would do.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So
reverse line theory.
Yes. Yes,
the
indeed.
RLT. Yeah, strikes again.
It's a problem with – so I had to start – I don't know if they own to me or what.
Who's they?
Action 24/7.
Oh.
But they will not let me make the par slay anymore. Same game, par slays.
You can't and I got do on
the chat.
Games?
Nope. I got on the chat box with them and everything.
They're good at customer service. Did they have an answer?
They answer right. Nope. They answer right back, but they didn't give me no real answer. I'm like, dude, I've been doing this all year. He said, you know what? I looked at your records and you have been doing this all year. I don't know why you can't do the parlay on a single game anymore. I say, you know what? That's what's up. Don't you worry about it.
See, here's
I create my own. So we still, Kent McMillan's still rocking with IntelliTurf. We still going Paul Slade somehow. So I got another one for you. They can't stop this. I'll figure it out. I got something.
I might get you an NBA game. I've been hot in the NBA.
I got a hockey game.
Hockey game?
Yep.
Oh, my Lord.
I had to. Babs, they wouldn't give me nothing else, Babs. All right. Babs, I can't let the people down.
Is there a hockey season going right
now? No, it's not. But I'm just saying, like, I didn't want to do it either, y'all. But, hey, it is what it is. What,
is it going to be Nashville SC tomorrow?
No, nope. We'll deal with that come spring. But I will say, I did say on the air last week,
and I was laughed at.
Coach Mack kind of chuckled at me and said, man, everybody wants to have a good game against the Titans. Remember when I asked, man, what you think Desmond King is thinking coming into this game?
He's thinking, well, I'm going to get my first pick in 3 years, and then I'm going to get another one. And then there's another guy on the other side. He got his first pick of the season.
Just saying, man.
Tannehill's just throwing him out there. Wet football, no receivers. Hey, man.
There is
no time
to
throw.
There is a lot of hate on Ryan Tannehill. I'm not sure that it's completely warranted.
That's going to be interesting to get into.
Hey.
Because I got –
615.
You
got to take on that too, bad.
615-737-1045. Let's talk about that.
If you want to call and blast me on that, you can.
Also, who the hell is Dontrell Hilliard? Anybody know?
I forgot. It's really fast.
He looked okay.
He looked average
5 yards a carry.
A couple licks while running the football.
Is he Dalton Hilliard's son? Like, I literally don't know.
Or is he related to Ike?
Tulane.
Oh, did he?
Tulane.
It's kind of like Vescovi.
Oh, don't even get Brent started on that one.
By the way, somebody sent – okay, so there's a big thing out there. We're not going to spend a lot of time on that right now, but we will later. For those that don't know, Fran Fraschilla went nuts on Tennessee fans during the broadcast this weekend.
I wouldn't describe it as nuts.
He called everyone – y'all idiots in Tennessee.
Yep.
That's going nuts.
Tennessee idiots.
A professional broadcaster to use that phrase
– No, you're right.
That's going nuts.
And to deviate from the broadcast.
Well, I guess
to say
I
that.
I think of nuts as someone like yelling, screaming,
like
going crazy.
I'm 40.
Right. I'm a man. Right. That's my or like the announcers that
are
he
like, didn't do that.
That's a terrible call. What are you doing? Yeah. Banging on the glass. Like, no, it wasn't that. But he lost his mind maybe a little bit.
He said, tell those idiots in Tennessee. Anyway, so it was all over the pronunciation of Vescovi's name, and I'm going to call him that because somebody sent me a video of him saying his name that way.
He said it the night before, too.
Apparently he told the broadcast crew that is not how you say it.
Apparently. I didn't hear that conversation. I just heard Fraschilla say that. Mm-hmm. I heard Vescovi say his name, Vescovi.
I know, but he's not going to say that if they didn't actually have
that conversation.
I don't
know, man. That dude's weird.
That's like Garantano. Like, if that's your name, it's like Tyrod Tyrod.
Yep.
It's Tyrod.
Like, tell everybody your name from the beginning. It's okay.
It is okay.
Osivaji over at Vanderbilt. Remember him?
Yes. Everybody wants to say names correctly. Like, as a broadcaster, it is my number one most important thing, if I'm doing play-by-play, that I say kids' names correctly. Right. That is number one, the most important. So just tell me if it's different than what the pronunciation is in your game notes.
I wonder what the former coach at Manhattan would have called Mariota. Northeast guy's going to say Mariota.
Without question.
I dare him to get asked how to pronounce that name. Anyway, so that turned into a thing, and all Twitter went nuts on Fran Fraschilla.
Yeah, I put him out there on Instagram, too.
Well, I mean, rightfully so. Like, there's no need. If he told you that, it's a very easy, like, hey, guys, I know you guys are hitting me up that I'm saying it wrong, but I promise you, we sat down with him, and said it is not Vescovi.
What if Vescovi trolled him? What if Fran Fraschilla didn't recruit him or did something to his mom or I don't know?
Oh, my gosh. Why would you go that direction?
I don't know.
God, that's such a typical man comment.
Look, no, I agree with him. Players at Alabama, when players would be asked how to pronounce their name, they would tell one announcer one thing and another announcer something
what
different.
What if he trolled Fraschilla?
But see, my
– like, what if he doesn't like him for some reason? He goes, watch this. I'm about to light this guy up without doing anything.
The thing I didn't like – Fraschilla
– I know that didn't happen. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But that does happen. That
Fran went the other way
happen.
And said, jerks. Man, Listen, I'm over in Europe. I've recruited over in Europe, and I also ask the kids all the time, how do you say their name? How do you say their name? Listen, dog, everybody don't – they don't – everybody's not able to go over to Europe and watch these kids grow up and talk to them. So, I mean, just correct it as you go and just move on, not –
I promise
if you
tell people how to say it properly,
they're going
to
say it.
For the
it's
most part,
it.
They will absolutely try and do it.
Without question.
Like especially your fan base. You know?
Listen, man. Like listen,
clearly,
I'll go.
Because they take it personal when people say.
I'm sly in Italy. Sly. Not slay. I'm sly.
You're sly?
As many times as I told them, it's slay. So it's cool. Just sly. I'm cool. I'm cool with sly. Yeah. Whatever you're going to call it, it's cool.
Sly kind of fits. I'm not going to lie.
All kidding aside. You're completely right. There's no way he did that on purpose and all that stuff.
Right.
It's just funny to me that a professional broadcaster at that level got affected by Twitter.
During a game.
Yeah.
During a game.
Yeah.
Like for the most
part. In the middle of the game.
In you're the exactly middle right. of yep. the game. Like you either wait till the end or now.
Like why did you even care? Like
we say all the time, ignore it. What if you just ignore it?
Ignore the noise. Now, I will say this. Sometimes. As a sideline reporter, I pay attention. Like at halftime, I will always check Twitter to see if there is something that people are talking about that we're not talking about that's important to fan bases or important to people watching the game that they want answers to. So that way I can ask a coach at halftime if it is something important or something that people see that maybe, you know, the crew didn't see or anything like that. I go back to that bowl game, the Liberty Bowl. It was Texas A&M when Kevin Sumlin was still there. And one of the A&M coaches threw a punch on a kid coming off the sideline.
Really?
And it was caught at the very edge of one of our shots. Mm-hmm. But the announcers didn't notice it. Nobody in the truck noticed it. But people at home noticed it and were talking about it. So I was able to ask Kevin Sumlin about it. But, so, I mean, that's just a random off-the-cuff story here. But you can't be calling people idiots on
it's a lot in the presentation. It's how you
that's
say
what it.
It
all comes down to. It's all in presentation.
And it's voice our fan base. And everything. You're just going to level right there on ESPN.
Like he said it. Man, let me say this too.
And he said it, and I was like, RIP, your mentions, buddy. You're done. I mean, you're done.
Chris Fowler back in the day, back in that whole Peyton Manning Woodson thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, what?
Said that whole trailer park frenzy. Talking about the Tennessee fan base.
Oh.
Trailer park.
Oh, dear.
I know people that still don't like him because of that, and that was a long time ago.
That's tough.
Fans, man. That's fans are going to fan. Yes. All right, we'll be right back. More of your phone calls. Well, we'll start with your phone calls. Your reaction to what Don said, how much of this was on Tannehill? 615-737-1045. What if I don't want to relax? Huh?
You need to relax.
No, dude.
We fired up.
Listen, man, if I'm in that locker room, I'm pissed right now. Seriously, you move on to the next thing for sure. But there's a period of time where you're pissed about you don't lose to that team, man. Listen to this. Outside of Detroit, who's 0-9-1 and whatever, there are 3-2-8 teams. The Titans are 0-2 against the 2-8 teams. They lost to 2 of the 3 of them. And, hey, Jacksonville's coming up after the bye.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But you know what else the Titans do?
What?
Figure out a way to go as a 5-point underdog to New England and win. That's what they do.
Without anybody on their roster?
Yes! With me, you, and Slay.
Right?
Playing wide receiver.
I mean, that's basically who Ryan Tannehill's throwing to.
You'd be a great slot person.
I would.
Yeah. You'd be an agitator out there.
Mm-hmm. I'm speedy. I'm mean.
You'd get into people's heads.
Feisty.
We already know. Slay's running the fade route.
I mean, Slay's got that 50-50 ball.
Yeah. Put it up. Put it up.
Let him go get it.
All right, go back.
Who would take that ball from you?
Zero.
Not me.
Zero.
I mean, seriously.
It might be a little slow.
Who?
You.
Yeah, but that's a fade. Ain't got to be fast. Hey, listen, y'all never heard me say I'm a blazer. I've never said I'm a blazer. Like, listen, me and Moan probably in the same little area. You know
not
what I mean?
Not a blazer, huh?
We fast enough to get where we need to get to. Don't time me. What time I need to be there, and I'm gonna be there.
That's what my buddy said. They don't take a picture of your golf swing, put it on the guard.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, by the way, Savage just said, man, he's going to Brentwood Jewelers tomorrow. If he don't get a big discount, he's blaming you.
Oh, blame me. I mean,
there you go, Savage.
Well, that's good.
There you go.
All right, so I don't know what I'm doing in the three receiver set that we've got going. But seriously, like, look at what Tannehill.
We found a role for me in the play. I don't know what we're doing.
Flip screen? I don't know.
I don't know.
You can be a decoy.
Like, we're going to. You have to be a threat.
Wait.
To be a
you leader. Actually think that screen. I'm going to take a safety?
No, we're going to fake the screen and send Babs on the go.
Yeah.
How long do you think it would. Like, seriously, how funny would it be for us three to run a real play, where people are watching on television? Like, how different do you think it would look?
It would look like it was in slow motion.
If I have to run the go route 100%. To try to get the safety over the top, the free Dawn up the middle.
Who's quarterbacking?
How long would it take me?
He better be athletic back there because he's going to move.
Well, he's going to, I mean, he needs time.
He got about some time.
It better be like the freaking wall of an offensive line to get.
Amen.
And here's where Tannehill is. He wouldn't make an excuse about it. I mean, he'd get killed because we would all need like 9 seconds to get where we needed to get.
Yep. He wouldn't put the blame on
can
us.
Can we, real quick, can we, before we jump into the Tannehill talk.
You want cut number one, don't you?
I want cut number one.
I love cut
number one. I want cut number one.
It's not there.
What do you mean it's not there? If it's on the list, it should be there, huh? What is that?
Cut one.
Well, fix it.
This sounds great.
That's you know what? That's about how I feel about this Titans game on Sunday. Right there. Okay, you can turn
Wait, wait, wait. Yeah. This was Vrabel after the game? Oh, my goodness. Boy, he was really affected by what went on. He's talking about Des Fitzpatrick. Hey, let me just go ahead and tell you. I didn't play wide receiver in the NFL, so I'm no expert at this.
Right.
But it would make a whole lot of sense to me that he was supposed to get in front of the defender's face there. That would make a lot of sense to me. And that he ran that route too long. The rest of them.
This conversation basically is all starting with everybody who is killing Ryan Tannehill for that performance. And
hey, three of them were on him.
I mean, I'm gonna tell you. The first one. Oof.
And he's done that this year.
That was bad.
He hasn't looked at the linebacker drifting over. He's just watched the in route. That's happened.
I can't wait till y'all ask me what I think.
What do you think?
Hey, man, listen. Hey, man.
Wait, should we go back and listen to slow Vrabel?
That no. Uh-uh. I got
some, I think it's creepy. It's very Halloween-like. It's okay. Hey. Hopefully, Hunk is okay.
Wait, I got it!
Wait, put some Halloween music under slow Vrabel and see what happens.
No, don't do that right now.
No, but I got the real one. I got everything. It's fixed.
Right. You can't put too much on Hunk.
What is cut number one, Babs?
Was Dez in the wrong place on that goal line interception?
Okay. Again, we're going to go through this, and it's going to take all 11. It's going to take everybody being where they're supposed to be. To throw the football. Yes. You know, we start with protection, making sure that the pocket's firm, running the guys behind, we have to do better, making sure that we're strong down the field. That we're not getting pushed places that we shouldn't be, the distribution, the route timing, you know, recognizing zone coverage, sitting down. So, you know, those are all things that are going to be important here, and even more so this week.
So you read between the lines, and what do you take from that comment?
That I was right, that he should have flashed in front of the defender's face. That means there's no chance at an interception. Mm-hmm. And Tannehill was throwing a ball to where – now,
if you saw the
point, though. That was Des Fitzpatrick, who was cut, would not be on the field if they didn't have injury problems.
It's true.
Everybody ripping Ryan Tannehill, I just want you to go and list out at the end of the game his go-to receiving targets in the pouring a rain when you're down two scores late in the game. Nick Westbrook-Ikhina.
Who had a career day.
Well, he had to because there was nobody else. AJ was out after that hit.
When you throw it 52 times.
Jones is gone. Listen, Anthony Firkser has not been Anthony Firkser.
Slay, I'm coming
that
to you,
we expected.
I'm cool. I want to hear what the callers got to say. Like,
so this is my take on it. Yes, especially that first pick, and that puts you in a really bad position early from Tannehill. But my take is you also have to look at what he's working with. They showed stats. I forget what I was watching this morning. It was either NFL Network or ESPN Get Up. But it was explosive, basically, plays over 20 yards offensively with Derrick Henry, and it was like 27. Without Derrick Henry, 3.
Yeah, they had 1 yesterday. 1.
So he's doing it with Des Fitzpatrick, who was cut as a 4th-round pick coming out of camp. That is his go-to guy at the end of this game, a guy that was cut, like cut, and then not picked up by anybody. Still made it to the practice squad for the Titans.
What was he doing?
What was he doing?
Now he's improved. I mean, clearly, he had a chance. Vrabel talked about his improvement and that he helped them.
Him not being in the right spot there, though, cost the Titans points.
Yes.
It did.
Now, it might not have mattered, but regardless, yes. So that my argument is no Derrick Henry, obviously in the run game. What do you have establishing? I mean,
103 rush yards, 4.1 yards per carry, but you had to go away from it because you got behind.
And you didn't have a choice there. And then you're relying on guys that, I mean, let's be honest, they wouldn't be on a starting roster somewhere else.
No, and I think...
And that
I
is
think,
not a knock on what they can or can't... I mean, I guess it kind of is.
You're telling the truth, Babs.
I'm trying to be nice about it because everybody gets their opportunity and you step in.
But it's no nice or evil or good or evil in the truth. The truth is the truth.
Right.
And
so
the truth...
You ain't got to preface the truth. Just say the truth. Yeah. Just say it, and we're going to be right here with it.
Here's the thing.
It's not like Ryan Tannehill is Aaron Rodgers or we've ever said that he is.
No.
That's the truth. That's what I'm saying.
Ryan Tannehill is really good when things are around him. He's really good that way.
Ooh. All right.
So, hang on. So, this running back group, I think, is good enough to pick up yards, but not good enough to pick up yards when you know they're running the ball. So, short yardage situations... You got to play fake. You got to roll Tannehill out. You cannot just pound Adrian Peterson up the middle.
Why did they continue to do that?
Why did they continue to do that? I have no idea. All right, Slay, what did you think about Ryan Tannehill?
Slay.
Yesterday.
Is it fair that people are killing Ryan Tannehill?
No. Reason being, it's fair if the people that are killing him are the people that are the same people that were saying he's a top 5 to top 10 quarterback. Because those guys should be able to carry the game at some point. A top 5 should be. You should be able to go win a game.
So if you're out there and you have always said that Tannehill is a top 5, 10,
you got the right to kill him.
Statistically, he was. The last 2 years, he was number 2 in the NFL.
But what they fell into realize is rating. This is like when Tannehill has the table set, people, then you got something. So what happened was
the sparkly napkin holders
Come on and talk to him then.
When you've got the coasters with the Christmas trees on them that match the plates that have Christmas trees on them.
You need the placemat there too. A charger.
Yes, like a fancy charger with the rhinestones on the outside.
Come on.
When all of that's happening, Ryan Tannehill is the center piece that lights up and makes it all beautiful.
See, you know where I'm going. This is Thanksgiving dinner, what Ryan Tannehill had.
You need all the other stuff?
He was presented. You got to make Thanksgiving dinner. So he said, boom, you know what? Gotcha. Give my grandmother, give my grandfather, give my mother.
Your auntie?
Give my auntie, give my great aunt, and give me the lady down the street to make the chess pies and all the cakes and stuff like that.
Can I have squash casserole?
Without question.
Yeah.
I'm going to be good. A couple days out. They told him, listen, man, your grandmama, she can't make it. Your granddaddy can't make it. Your mama, she can't make it. He said, you know what? I still got it. I can sub him in. I got a couple days to work with. Then he get the game day and say, listen, The person that make the macaroni and cheese ain't going to be there. The person that make the greens ain't going to be there.
Ooh,
the mashed potatoes
the
ain't going to be there.
And all the baked goods. Nope.
Listen, you were prepared to walk in just with cranberry sauce and tea.
Are you trying to tell me that Ryan Tannehill's a turkey?
No.
Is that where we're going? No. Thanksgiving dinner with just turkey?
Are you trying to tell me that JC can't hit a curveball?
All I'm saying is
turkey,
when the table is set and all the ingredients are there, he is very, very good.
You're right.
But when you got to go and be, that man ain't never made mac and cheese. He ain't never made greens. He ain't never made all this. He never went outside and deep fried the turkey. Like, that's not what we asked him to do. So now you got to see this, and this is your result. Like, you ask him 52 times in the rain?
In the rain.
What else did you expect is the question. Defense was still out. They did what Babb said. They set the table. You got the pretty coasters. They got the napkin holders. Defense put everything out there.
They vacuumed the floor. They asked them to bring the meal, Babb. Everything was ready.
You didn't ask them to bring the meal.
For the company.
The defense gave up 107 yards on 24 pass attempts and 83 rush yards on 38 carries.
Come on, man.
You win 99 times out of 100 with that.
Until you turn the freaking ball over.
Until you got to put your fork in the macaroni and cheese and taste it.
Hey, we're going to go to the phones, but here's another thing, too. And look, we went to UT. We're not the best mathematicians in the world, but I know when it's 19-6, I'm going for two to make it a touchdown and a field goal.
Yeah.
Why did they not go for two there?
That's a good question. So now I want to know what Downey is doing. Because when you got a guy like Tannehill who goes into a situation that ain't got all his ingredients for the meal, what do you do? Do you do what McVay did for Stafford and start rolling them out and moving the pocket and everything? Or do you make them still run the same offense as if you have Derrick Henry back there?
The reason for the two-point thing, though, is you go 19-8, and then instead of going for fourth down, which they did and didn't get it, you kick that field goal, it's 19-11, it's a one-score game.
I'm with you.
Well,
I'm with you.
Vrabel was asked about it.
Is that cut number three, dog?
Uh-oh.
Hit it.
Well, part of it was, you know, me, part of it was, and I think too to Joe's question yesterday, yeah, I mean, I did. I probably answered too quickly. We did discuss, you know, going for two, Joe, just thinking, you know, where it was still a little bit of time in the third quarter. If it was probably into the fourth, you know, we ended up having five possessions after that. But we did consider it, so I know that I probably answered a little bit too quickly. Trying to be aggressive and trying to have some plays. It's just, you know, again, I'm going to explain to our football team. Their short yardage situations, they converted. Mm-hmm. Ours, you know, we didn't.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Coach Vrabel, here's what you say there. I should have gone for two there.
Yeah.
But we had bigger problems than that. So, and then you talk about that.
Yeah. But it, man.
John on Twitter, Tannehill, quote, "I'll bring the Sister Schubert rolls."
I mean, you got to bring some.
War Eagle, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying,
yeah,
like,
she's Auburn girl.
You want to depend on it? I mean,
those things are so good.
Listen,
we might have just bought four packs of them yesterday.
Oh, really? So good.
I realized quickly yesterday morning that it's fat season and effing.
I saw you.
You did. Did you tweet
you
that?
Said that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
you're about to live all up in it, aren't you?
That's because everybody starts putting out all the baked goods and all that crap.
Eat them.
Oh, it's
that's what they done today. Eat them.
I'll eat good on January 1. All right. All lines loaded except for one. Come back. 615-737-1045 at 3HL1045.
Your call's next.
The zone. Going a little slow jams here.
It's called regrets. Because we got a lot of regrets on this Monday.
Did you hear that bass guitar right there?
It's Jay-Z.
It is Jay-Z.
Yeah. Hove. Got to learn a little regrets.
I ain't got regrets. I'm just telling you, that performance by that offense was hideous.
Man, listen, man.
I mean,
it is what it
is. Everybody can see it coming at some point.
And you also can always feel these games when the games are happening, when ain't nothing going right or one side of the ball ain't playing their way. You can feel it, man. The thing is to go in there and get it corrected and not let this snowball into something else. That's the biggest thing. Regardless of injuries and everything, you found a way throughout the season, so you got to find a way again. But go ahead.
Because I don't know how you do that.
Car's got a roof.
That's like Tiger Woods stopping. By the way, Tiger Woods swinging a golf club over the weekend. But that's like when he would.
Oh, good for him.
That's like when he would just stop right in the middle of that backswing. That's what you do with some of these stories, dog.
Like, because I. But this is for a whole segment. Because I think Downing needs to get some of the more. Matter of fact, more of the blame than Tannehill is getting.
Okay. We'll hit you with that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I see you. Cousin Andrew in Portland.
You see me?
I see you. Cousin, by the way, Dawn, we just found out during the break, Dawn didn't even know what a cousin was until she was like 12.
Yeah.
Andrew, what's up,
Lord,
man?
Lord,
Dawn. Hey,
my parents are only children, and my parents' parents are only children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's
like, you didn't even know what a real cousin was.
No, that's what she meant. Yeah, that's what she meant. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Dawn. Okay. Well, I got a bunch of them.
She was talking about for the fam cousin.
Oh, no. I get it.
I get it.
That's what I thought. Anyways, Rod, I'm glad you said that because Downing is where I'm going. Look, okay. Tannehill sucked yesterday. He couldn't hit the ocean from the beach, all right? Mm. But he's also throwing 52 balls in a game. The coaching staff all the way around just sucked yesterday. I mean, you got running backs that are getting rolling, and then all of a sudden they disappear because they're yanked off the field, and you put another guy in there, and he just gets stuffed for a two-yard loss. You got just – Coach Vrabel going for the field goal, sure, I get that. Should have gone for two, but I get it. But then you're down there and you're in field goal range when it's 19-6. You could have kicked a field goal,
got 3
points, then 19-9, 10-point game. Like, everything was just off yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's why I said it yesterday on Twitter, just wash your hands and move on because that whole thing just
Hey, we're going to do
yesterday.
It tomorrow at 4:45. You better be at Buffalo Wild Wings in Hendersonville to watch it away.
Believe it.
The Ron Slay Miller Lite Wash Away Toast tomorrow at 4:45 at Buffalo Wild Wings in Hendersonville.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, that's what I agree. I mean, we asked, what was it? Well, how many games has Derrick Henry been on now? Four or three?
Three. They're 2-1.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, like, you don't scrap the entire scheme and everything, but the signs of a good, the signs of good coaching, that's what I'll say. Signs of good coaching is when you can adapt to the guys that you have. Like, I mean, whatever his strengths are, like, let's zero in on his strengths. Maybe without that monster back behind him, maybe that play action isn't it. Maybe we need to move the line. Maybe we can't block hat on hat. I don't know. But I don't think all of it is on Tannehill because Tannehill is who exactly he's been.
He threw some hideous balls. Like, not tracking the zoned out linebacker that is going straight for that in route. You've got to see that.
Yep.
And that's multiple times that he's fallen for that this year.
Totally agree.
The banana in the tailpipe.
Totally agree. We looked at it about 4 weeks ago. My bad, man. Go ahead.
No, you're good. And then the
so sad,
the pass
man.
Over the well, I just I'd prefer to just move on right now.
Yeah,
we got to talk it through.
Yeah, we have to, man, because if you look back
he
4 weeks
three
ago.
Three balls right on the Texans. I mean, right on them.
I mean.
Here you go.
Well, that's been the biggest question is whose fault were the interceptions on?
Him.
And there's your answer.
I mean,
you know what
guy.
I'm saying? Like, and that's my whole thing.
The one I'll give him some grace on the first one with a Des Fitzpatrick.
That was rough.
I mean, he got cut and was still out there.
That was rough.
And so he was throwing to a point on that one.
Yep.
And that's what Murray was supposed to be.
Right. But
you got to cut in front of the face of the defender there.
Quarterbacks get the. Go ahead, Beth.
I was just going to say you could see Tannehill because I waited and I watched the broadcast and you could see Tannehill's conversation with him after that.
You see it, yep.
And that's when you
Tannehill
knew.
Never gets pissed. He looked pissed right there.
He did, but he still was very, like, calm in his conversation with Dez. But just by body language, I felt like I could tell that was probably on.
And the only reason I say the quarterbacks get the blame for it, because when they – like, he's making a lot of kind of bad passes throughout the season, but they're covered up. But when you got your guys out there that can make miraculous catches, like, they also get – credit for that. So, I mean, you got to take the good with the bad in this, right?
That's a good point. John at Gallatin. John, what's up?
My question is, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
All right, good guy. Good deal. Hey, where did Tannehill play before? Miami. What was his issues? Interceptions because he didn't have a running game. What did he do yesterday with no running game? Did a real Ryan Tannehill come back out yesterday?
I think so. Without the receivers that he had That's in Miami, what receivers point. Did he have in Miami though? If you can name
exactly,
the
exactly.
He had a former Titan.
That's right.
That went to Miami.
That's right. Like
or that was in Miami.
He is a guy, man. We just need him to bring.
Oh, what's his name?
You want me to tell you what I'm bringing to Thanksgiving?
Sorry, go ahead.
You want me to tell you what I'm bringing to Thanksgiving?
What's Tannehill bringing?
I'm going to pick up the deep fried turkey that my barber's making. Three of them.
How many deep fried turkeys is your barber making?
He making like a lot of them. He making probably, I don't know, man.
If you're taking three.
Probably about 22. Cool. Somewhere around there. But I'm going to pick up three of them and give them to people that I know need the turkey, like that's going to get the turkey where they don't need to do no cooking. I'm bringing it. And I'm going to stop and get some cranberry sauce. That's what I'm bringing to Thanksgiving.
What kind of cranberry sauce do you like?
Ocean Spray out the can.
The kind that goes like the suction sound when it comes out?
Yes.
Me too.
That's a, man, I eat the whole can.
I don't
can.
Like the fresh, like chopped up stuff.
No, I don't know. I chop
I want to slice it.
Yeah, that's boom.
The cranberry log.
Heck yeah. Don't want no berries in it or nothing. But I'm saying that to say that, like, he is who we need him to be, who he is. Like, we...
When everybody's there.
He's not A-Rod. He's not Mahomes.
Alex Apple.
Alex Apple said.
Not Brady. So quit saying like Brady's been
never
playing with this.
Be that.
Duh. He's got equity built up through championships. Yeah. He can be that.
But when he's got his guys, he's good.
He's perfect. Even without a king.
Alex Apple said this, and I totally agree. Have you ever seen a football team more in need of their bye week than this one?
No.
Especially going into – now the –
Now you have New England next week.
Just go ahead and write that one off.
Just get to the
bye week at 8-4.
The only good thing about that is
they won't. And here's what this team does: they'll figure out a way to win without anybody on the roster, without any run game, without any pass game, without the run game with the play action, all that stuff. What's the weather going to be?
Here's where this team doesn't crumble: they got a defense.
And that was another thing, Babs. That defense played like that with a lot of defensive guys out.
Right now, the weather in Boston is going to be a high of 40, partly sunny.
Oh, that's snow. Balmy.
I want snow game.
Why?
You just want to be all. You want to be Shiano again. Shiano all
over
Derrick
again. Henry, usually when Derrick why. Henry's Listen. Healthy and on the roster, I'm like, snow away, rain away.
I just like watching grown men throw a football around and try to tackle people and run in the snow. I just like seeing that. It makes me happy.
It's like old school. Like punch you in the face.
Yeah, Eddie George rolled through Cleveland Browns one day in a big snowstorm, 200+.
It's interesting to hear people's takes that have called in on Tannehill. Because I feel like there's not a whole lot who are blaming him.
Yeah.
In that performance. But I felt like social media wise and those people around me, like that's all they were doing.
You're living First in a market that would never blame Marcus Mariota for anything.
Yeah, but that was different. I mean, that was Marcus. That was like golden boy.
I'm just saying, same position, same people.
Yeah, but it's also a market that would blame Kerry Collins and Vince Young and quarterbacks.
Steve McNair got booed.
Yeah.
Good point. 615-737-1045.
I mean, there's so much Kerry Collins hate.
At 3HL-1045, what about the intentional grounding thing? They ran off 10 seconds because he said the clock was running when the clock wasn't running. How did nobody catch that? Mike Vrabel went running into the locker room. He's usually always on top of that stuff. Crazy. We'll be right back. 615-737-1045.